he was very involved in the community.
My dad was always involved in something in the community. He was the leader of one of the United Way campaigns here. He was involved in a lot of the Catholic organizations for fundraising principally. He was also very much involved in the natural gas industry as a leader there. He retired from Warren in the very early 1950s. He had had 30 years then with the Warren Petroleum Company. He took a job during the Korean War with the Secretary of Commerce as the Assistant Director of Energy for President Eisenhower. And he served, it was like a dollar a year job that he took on. He and Mother moved to Washington while he did that. And they were mainly concerned about the ability of the country to move liquid products through pipelines and through tankers from the Gulf Coast to the East Coast to supply, obviously, warships on the East Coast. So that was his job, was to assure that the country was adequately providing fuel and liquid products for our Navy, in particular the armed forces during the Korean War.
One of the big footprints that he placed on Tulsa was La Fortune Park. Do you remember in his thought process how that all developed?
Well, it's very interesting because my dad had always been interested in physical activity, played a lot of golf, and didn't do any other strenuous sports, but he certainly was an avid golfer. One of the things that was happening in Tulsa at the time was that they had a county, I'll call it a county poor farm, because that's where the county could place indigent families who were unable otherwise to support themselves. And remember, this is during the 30s, during the Depression, maybe in the 40s, before the welfare system was really developed at the federal level. So families would be housed at the county farm. Well, the county farm happened to be a half section, 320 acres of land between 51st and 61st Street on Yale. With the advent of the welfare system coming down from the federal government and through the county, being actually managed through the county, the land at the county farm was no longer useful for the county to have. So they were considering disposing of it, actually selling it. Even that part of Tulsa was getting some development in those days. I remember this would be like the middle 1950s. So when some of the people in the Chamber of Commerce heard that the county was thinking of selling this, they approached the county commission and suggested that this would make a nice park for Tulsa. So the county commission consented to having something proposed. Then they went to my dad. Harvey Heller was one of the key persons. He was an oil and gas broker. He and some other people from the chamber approached my dad to develop this property as a county park. He took to the idea very quickly. He agreed to put up the funds to develop a golf course, a swimming pool, some tennis courts, and I think some softball fields. All that was put together as La Fortune Park. Probably the greatest delight of his life was the completion of that park.
It was named La Fortune because of his enormous donation to it, obviously?
Yes. Actually, the land was donated to Tulsa. They carved out 20 acres on the east side of the park for Memorial High School. The rest of the land was conserved for La Fortune Park.
Those who were used to the center of town where it is, that was miles and miles away.
Well, it was way out, but the city didn't have any parks of its own in that area. I mean, they were always having trouble finding open land priced right for them to be able to buy. So this was almost like a windfall to be able to have the county do this and not require it to be sold.
And that is the county, as you pointed out. A lot of people think La Fortune Park is city, but it is county, and now you've told us why it is.
Right. And you have to remember that the county, having three commissioners, they're all obviously very protective of their own commissioner district. So eventually it led to Chandler Park being developed for that particular district, District 1, and then O'Brien Park on the north side for District 2, and La Fortune Park for District 3. So each of the commissioners, so to speak, has a parochial interest in the park system. They have a major park in their commissioner district.
Anything else that you think about that your father delighted his involvement in the city of Tulsa?
His other interests were like the University of Tulsa, St. John Hospital, Casha Hall School, Monticasina School. He was very generous with his donations to those entities.
He passed away what year?
My dad died in 1975. My mother died in 1987.